Gentlemen, thank you. This is the last of the quite general questions. We're doing fine. We'll get a couple of the unquite general questions after this. And Jonathan, you were last, so you are first now. For both of you gentlemen, the question is, what is your stance on raising the minimum wage?
I support raising the minimum wage, and I support this ballot initiative, especially support the right of the public to vote on it. I mean, mostly, I think we've just got to inflation-proof these things so it doesn't become this, you know, once every 10 years political football, and pick a minimum wage, inflation-proof it, and then it, you know, doesn't come back around the way and become a big political debate every 10 years. You know, cost of living increases, obviously, heating fuel increases, cost of groceries increases, health care, health insurance, those premiums increase, and people's ability to pay those bills needs to be at some measure, in some way, tied to that. And you know, Alaska's minimum wage hasn't increased for quite a while now, and I think it makes a lot of sense, especially considering the cost of living in Alaska, to bring it up to standard.
And I would agree, yeah. I put a lot of thought to this issue, and as a person that's been a member of management, as a person that's in a both the private and public sector when it comes to board member and different things, I'm looking at this from both sides. And yes, I would support an increase, but it's hard to say that that's a livable wage. It's a starting wage. It needs to go with inflation. We need to watch it and move forward with it that way.
You guys are too quick. Now, there are questions that are hard for me to figure out exactly how to ask them, but we'll just read this one.